Who the f*** is Katana?
Exactly.
Isn't she supposed to be in, like, the new Beware the Batman cartoon or something?
I think so. And she's supposed to be, like, some big-ass assassin something or other. But she talks to her f***ing sword because she thinks her dead f***ing husband's in it.
Okay.
Jesus.
I do not want to know what she does with that sword.
I don't. Oh, God. Oh, God. I didn't even think of that. Holy
surprise,
shit.
JD.
You need to, like, spend some time away from 4chan, dude. Seriously. Like, you know. Cruise over to Space Dicks every once in a while or something, but, you know.
Driver on. Rupak's Magic Catch Go Podcast. Please. This is Superhero Time with XV.
It's a head and an anus all in one.
Hey, Mickey.
These roles need filling.
Paladin.
Is it a bad sign if I wonder why I'm not in jail after doing this show?
Ken.
Nope, tentacle rape time.
JD Church.
Running out of places to put shit.
And Fort Max.
It's racist enough to work.
Anyway, sex? I mean, the show?
You're listening to Superhero Time.
Oh, boy.
I am so sorry.
Congratulations, JD. That was the first line of the show.
I am so sorry.
No, no, you're not. Quit lying.
Kicka Beetle, you were right. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, it's going to be interesting tonight.
Oh, yes.
So, hey, Mickey's not with us this week because, you know, bitch.
No wizard, so.
He was just so disappointed. He didn't know what to do with himself.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
So, before we get into the news, why don't we talk about the results of last week's Giga Beetle Challenge?
We need some, like, voiceover and stuff for that.
The one where he blamed me for it?
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot, actually. I saw that. He was like,
he actually blamed every one of us except for Paladin.
Yes.
Yeah. Which
I don't know if I should feel proud or sad.
Yeah. That either means that he thinks that you're too nice of a guy and you wouldn't do that, or he cares.
He just
so
had my name wrong again and didn't care.
Yeah, probably. I think that's probably more than.
Yeah, he thought he was talking about Fort Max.
Yeah. Maybe he thinks you're Ken.
Wish. I like how he shot the messenger, though. That was awesome. That's amazing.
I know.
So yeah, last week's Giga Beetle Challenge was to recreate Osugi's, pseudo urchin tuna thing?
Tuna urchin bowl, yes. Now, in my defense, I forgot that he can't find, like, vanilla pudding.
Well, I don't think it was vanilla pudding in the movie either.
It looked like it was. I thought it was.
I thought it was purple.
I didn't think it was chocolate.
Well, no.
Put it that way.
It seems like Giga Beetle had not had previous experience with avocados before this either.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I'm kind of wondering if that might have been part of the whole shock of it, because it takes a little bit to get used to an avocado.
Is it? I don't know. I've had guacamole my whole life, so.
You know, with guacamole, there's tomatoes and spices and usually a little sour cream. You know about that.
Ours is just avocado and mayonnaise.
Yeah, mayonnaise, sour cream, I mean, it does the same thing.
Yeah, it all looks the same.
But, I mean, there's still, like, seasoning and stuff in there to make it taste like guacamole.
Yeah.
It's not just, like, eating straight avocado. Which, you know, that tastes okay, too, but, I mean, it's a little overwhelming the first time.
Yeah.
It's so fatty.
It's like when you have a bland Swedish palate.
His diagram is kind of fantastic, though. He's like Forza and Meteor Figure Arts just sitting there
watching. Oh, my God, I loved it.
The monster form of XV.
Yes.
Yeah, and yes.
Seems appropriate.
Yeah, I believe it.
I think it's rather accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah,
XV is a tentacle monster.
I laughed so hard. Oh my God.
Well, that's how XV is.
I legitimately felt bad because I did not think about the fact that he would use chocolate pudding. And I just like trying to imagine how awful that would be.
I wish I could un-add soy.
You know, honestly, I'm not sure vanilla pudding would have been that much of an improvement.
Yeah, you keep mentioning, oh, I wish you could have found vanilla pudding. I'm like, I don't think that would have made much
sense. I don't know, man. It might have been, maybe, well, it had, well, tapioca? What do you think, tapioca?
Maybe. God,
imagine that with the little pellets. You'd be like, ah.
I also think he has the best description of the Forza movie. He's like, holy shit, did you see that bike dismount the movie?
Yeah.
It was a good dismount. I mean, come on.
Oh, it was. That was one of the best choreographed parts of the movie.
Yeah.
I still maintain that one day we are going to accidentally kill him due to an unknown food allergy.
Well, then it won't be so unknown anymore.
And for that, we will be sorry.
Possibly.
Maybe a little.
So I guess possibly that we'll kill him. I'll be sorry that we do, but, you know, I'm not going to take responsibility.
Jesus.
Of course not. This is superhero time.
All right. It's his fault for not knowing he's allergic to, I don't know, squirrel guts or something, or whatever. Whatever it is that we haven't eaten.
Prairie oysters.
Come on. Yes.
Oh, no. No. Episode. No. Don't listen to him.
I'm interested in this mayo on ramen. Just, I wonder if that's how good that is, because I've been eating
lately. Okay, Gigabeetle, when you listen to this, I am not asking you to eat any, but go look up prairie oysters, because I want to know your reaction to that when you find out what that is.
I'm sure they eat worse things in Sweden.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, aren't IKEA's meatballs made of horse now?
Where is it that they? It's not Sweden. It's somewhere else. But
when you say meatballs,
there is like another country.
You know, it's funny. Like the other day, I saw somebody like a week or so ago. I saw somebody on Twitter is talking about how they were at IKEA and they gotten, you know, free food, and it was a plate full of meatballs. And then I see the news today. I'm like, oh, well.
Oh, did I miss something? Was there like an outbreak?
Not an outbreak. There was just horse mixed into all of Europe's beef.
Oh. Well,
yeah. So they're still working that out, I guess. Huh?
What I've been able to tell, it's all the beef that's come from Germany.
We're trying to sell horse meat here. We're trying to get permission to here in Oklahoma to export horse meat. I think to
Europe.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. Hey, man, our economy, we need help. I mean, it's not as bad as, like, Detroit, but, you know.
Yeah.
But, again, that's the thing that confuses me, though. Is it, you know, a health concern, or is it just a meat purity thing that's making the
just
big problem?
It's just a yuck factor. There's nothing. I mean, horse meat is edible.
Like, a lot
right.
of people
it's not would... completely sanitary like others, depending on the conditions of how it's raised, but
neither
it's
is like cow. In...
Yeah. But it's like I said.
Exactly.
The other week when the Burger King thing came up, a lot of people will look at a horse as a pet before they will look at like a cow as a pet, and that kind of creeps people out.
Yeah, I see cow, I think hamburger.
Yeah, I see lunch.
Of course, you could just split the difference and go back to buffalo.
But I grew up in the country too, so I grew up around people that raised.
I've had buffalo. It's actually pretty good.
Oh yeah, bison. Bison is pretty tasty. It's very flavorful because you know most of the bison you can buy in a grocery store is still grass fed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually,
if you could get grass-fed beef in a grocery store, you would not believe how much more flavorful it would be.
I think the only bison we get at my store is grass-fed. So
yeah, because I don't think they do bison farming to the scale where it has to be all grain-fed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come in small packages and they're very expensive. But
they are.
Worth it.
But also, this is the Tokusatsu podcast, so now that we're done with the food talk, why don't we get into the news for this week?
Steak now.
I want to try a bison steak. I've never been able to do that.
I want to try a kangaroo steak.
I'm sure it tastes like a tube steak.
I want to eat panda at some point. Is that so wrong?
Well, it's like I always say, I think panda friends.
Go to the zoo and come in one morning and there's Paladin and a pile of boats in the panda exhibit. And he's like, gnawing on one, like, what?
Well, here's the thing. This is where I always say Panda Express is false advertising, because you go to Burger King, you get a burger.
Yeah.
You know, you go to Chick-fil-A, you get chicken. You go to Panda Express, they don't have no fucking pandas. Yeah. No fucking pandas.
You know what tastes better?
Experience waiting to happen.
You know what tastes better than a panda? Baby panda.
Oh, yeah. They're so tender.
Oh.
Except there's not enough of those around to make a decent burger.
Yeah. Oh, not only do you get something as rare as like baby panda, but then you grind it up to make it into a hamburger.
Oh my god.
Oh. Oh god, that's amazing.
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf baby panda. You couldn't tell the f***ing difference.
Oh my god. I hope we don't have any vegetarians listening.
Oh, I hope we do.
Oh, f*** them.
He does, like, bomb our houses.
And f*** them, too.
That's amazing. You pour ketchup all over it.
Oh, it still just tastes like meatloaf.
They're like, that's gonna eat a baby. And at least respect it. That's amazing.
Okay, so now that we're done having fun.
Really, can we do some more shit now?
All right, news.
You know, speaking of boring, there's a bunch of wizard figure arts upcoming.
Okay. You know, we really should think about doing that cooking podcast, JD.
Oh, God.
We'll do it audio only, and we'll claim to be cooking things like baby pandas. Oh. That'd be amazing.
Okay,
I do want the beast, though. I do want the beast figure, obviously, duh.
You only want it because it comes with a bottle of mayonnaise.
Well, that's like a big... I mean, that's like a bonus. I mean, I want that figure anyway. But
I am
fact
impressed they included the mayonnaise.
Yeah, the fact that it comes with a bottle of mayonnaise, I'm like, holy crap.
But hey, what doesn't it include?
The mantles.
The mantles, yeah. Those are Tamiyoshi Web exclusives, and you have to like buy them separately.
Yeah,
but at least
that actually doesn't really surprise me, because I think they would take up a lot of space in a package. So if they want, say, regular...
That's the big f***ing concern.
No, for a figure art package, it would take up
Did you see the size of the package for like Rider One?
Yeah, that I thing know, but it's Rider One. It's also Rider One.
No, it has nothing to do with the size of the package. It has to do with the value of the products inside.
Yeah, maybe. Either way, I'm not terribly surprised that they're web exclusives.
No, and I mean, it's like I don't really need the Mance anyway. I'm,
if you
I don't...
need them that bad, you can just get the Action Please series for them.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, of course, you'll pay quite a bit for that too, because it comes with Cerberus.
Yeah.
Chimera.
Whatever.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's Wizard.
It has 4 legs and 3 heads. It's a Cerberus.
Yeah, but. Well, okay.
I
mean, that's interesting logic, but we'll just go.
Okay, tell you what. Find me an animal in nature that has 4 legs and 3 heads that isn't a Cerberus, and then we'll talk. Until then, you can't prove that any animal with 4 legs and 3 heads isn't a Cerberus.
I don't think that's how science works, but we'll just go with that.
I don't think a Cerberus isn't quite science either, but
well, one thing at a time, Ken. One thing at a time.
Or Chimera.
I'm sorry, what?
Back to that point in a minute about science and certain characters in American Toku.
Okay.
Okay, so what else is in the figure arts?
The other 3 dragon forms, all web exclusive, and Medusa, also web exclusive.
Medusa doesn't look too bad.
Exactly.
So we're getting a total of so far 3 wizard figure arts that are actually retail.
Uh huh.
And at least twice, in at least double, triple as many that are web exclusive.
So the fire style,
flame style, flame dragon. Flame Style, Flame Dragon, and Beast so far. I imagine that Hyper Beast and Wizard Infinity probably will be retail also, but that's not very many.
That's because Figo Art sales are in the shitter.
Yeah.
I'm buying them. I don't know. I felt like I was supporting them there for a while.
I think
you're American. You don't matter.
I think Forte might have overdid it.
Hey, my money, you know. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of. I mean, they had
Forte
so many.
Forte in the Sentai figure arts, I think, just.
The Sentai, probably.
Yeah, the GoBusters stuff, I don't think, really helped anything.
Well, but they didn't do that. I mean, the only mass exclusive GoBuster was.
Exclusive. Ed.
Boken, Deca Red, and Red Hawk were all kind of sat around for a while, and some still are. So.
Yeah, well, that's the problem with doing the older, like, not current stuff, you know.
And then there was Akiba Ranger.
Yeah, but Red Buster went down to 700 yen online. That almost never happens.
Yeah, yeah. I think Akiba Ranger did well enough, but...
Well, it did well enough that they're doing, you know, another run of those figures with new heads.
Yeah, so...
To match the new costumes.
Yeah.
But I like my Blue Buster. I did get Blue Buster.
And, awesome. You know, we'll probably have Hugging Pillow Battle-ized Akiba Red figure art, too.
Yeah.
That's just frightening.
Tell the costume designers, not me.
I love it. It's terrible.
Oh, speaking of Akiba Ranger, we're also getting Delu Knight.
Woohoo!
As a web exclusive.
Of course.
It's okay. I have a connection.
Yeah, I don't think Ken's really concerned with your ability to get these figures, JD.
Well, I can help him out, you know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I can help a brother out.
Yeah, at least it's not like, you know, making the Troop Builder web exclusive, so.
God. That'd be awesome.
Well, they did do that, didn't they?
I think so.
The Salaryman minions?
I don't think that ever actually came out.
Yeah, I don't think those came out. No, you mentioned.
I could have sworn they were talking about.
Well, they showed that in a Melshina, and it just, you know, like
everything.
And then, yeah, they showed
they're
the
coming out
man.
Right after. Master
they're hanging
Asia.
Out with Master Asia, yeah.
Yeah, they showed the Salaryman, Melshina, Alatan,
Rider X.
I'm honestly kind of surprised we're getting Delta Knight, but hey.
One thing at a time. Well, I'm not surprised they, you know, would be reluctant to release the Wage Slave, but.
Yeah. Because retail's probably not going to pick it up, and then they probably look at it like, do we really want to make this web exclusive, guys?
So, yeah.
Mm.
Paladin?
Let's see. Other stuff this week? Hyoru Cyan.
What the f***ing hell?
I know. What?
I keep reading it as Hyoru Chan, too, which is disturbing.
Hey, look, it's Shinken Gold Suit Actor.
Yes, it is. But wow, that is
looks more like Shinken Brown to me.
That is like the most left field thing I have seen in a while.
That's certainly different.
Yeah.
So is this going to be their thing, Spirit Rangers that appear to drop off the new Zords?
Could be.
I could dig that.
If that's true, then based on the number we have so far, there could be well over 24 Kyoryugers.
I kind of want it I want them to do that just for the insanity of it.
Bandai America is going to have a field day with those.
No, aren't they?
They're going to be saved so much work. We don't even have to design any of these.
Are they making Kyoryuger Ranger keys?
No. They stopped, I think they ended those with the last web exclusive runs.
Plus, you know, if they did Kyoryuger Ranger keys, they'd have to do new Mobi rates to read them.
Yeah.
I think the Gabo Revolver basically replaces that because there are Sentai batteries.
And
well, another missed opportunity for them, then.
If GoBusters had a collectible gimmick, it would have been the same deal. They wouldn't have done the Legend of Mobi rates.
Right.
They should have just put a Ranger Key slot in the Morphin Brace.
Oh, it'd be kind of awesome. Kind of like Turbo.
Yeah, actually. You know, if they do a V-Cinema for Kyoryuger next year, having a bunch of extra Ranger suits around could make it potentially interesting.
Yeah. There's a
like
lot they could,
Team Legend War almost.
There's a lot they could do with the concept.
Like they could do like a side story thing even.
Yeah.
If they had enough of the extra Kyoryugers.
You know, I'm a Kyoryuger. It's possible, at least.
Well, judging by the build of Kiryu Cyan, nothing's impossible.
It's possible. Don't rule it out. They've got old guys and fat guys and old fat guys. And
maybe we'll actually get an Orange Ranger.
Old fat Vikings.
Yeah. You know, everything. Bring it on.
So
that could be awesome.
Okay, so Fort Max, how about the Cyber Squad DVDs?
They're out. The DVDs are good. The packaging is very cheap. You have a standard
and
size.
And are cheap f***ing bastards.
Yes. You have a standard size DVD case. Inside the case is three plastic and paper envelopes that smell like Sharpie that hold the discs.
Yes.
Man.
That is how they do all of their releases.
I was about to say, oh, cheap. It's just a DVD. Oh.
The DVDs themselves are good. Video's good. It's as good as you can expect for a show that was shot on tape.
Yeah, that's all you need, really.
I'm smelling a Sharpie right now.
So when do we get Cyber Squad on Blu-ray?
See, when does the Earth crash into the sun?
Right before Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters comes out.
On DVD.
We never got Blu-ray!
Right, then.
Yeah. So, Fort Max, there was one other thing you were going to mention.
Yes,
there?
The Jetman manga has been translated.
That the post-series thing?
Yes.
Can they do it as, like, a slideshow so I don't have to, like, actually read it?
I'm sure somebody on YouTube will.
Okay, good.
Along with, you know, probably some shitty Linkin Park background music or something.
That was pretty shitty, all right.
Totally.
Yeah, so that's a thing that happened.
Wow.
Also, the Beetleborgs are in Superhero Taisen Z.
Holy shit.
Yes.
Yes, we have
my
Jan Person, Jibon, Jiraiya, the Red from Exceed Draft, Blue Beat, and B Fighter Kabuto.
Man, that villain is Showa as f***.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
I don't even.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't even.
Well, with any luck, the suits for Kabutok have all fallen apart, so we'll never see those f***ers again.
But then how would they have a giant Kabutok combined with Gabutera?
That would be the greatest thing ever.
They could just final form ride Kabuto as a stand-in.
Wow.
Okay. I'm dead. I can't even. Okay.
But where's Blue SWAT?
Oh, God.
I'm sure they're off the side of the page where you can't see it on the picture. Because nobody in Japan has a f***ing scanner.
Well, we only have to wait till, what, August for the home video version?
No. We'll see the entire movie in the openings and endings of the next couple months of shows.
Well, that's true, too.
Everything will be spoiled.
Yeah, usually is.
F*** the way.
Bad as DC.
Robin dies.
Spoilers? Yeah. Ugh.
No, it's Damien. Nobody f***ing cares.
I care.
I like Damien.
I guess it's Grant Morrison putting all his toys back in the box. Like, literally.
Yeah. Besides, it's Ink. That's the previous universe, anyway.
Oh, God, my head.
I hate comics.
I hate DC.
I hate Cartoon Network.
Hey, both of those are owned by Warner Brothers.
I hate life.
Apparently, Warner Brothers can't even have their own comic company do comics for their own Cartoon Network.
Yeah, but we talked about that.
It's not necessarily complaining. It just seems weird. It's like...
No, it's not weird. Are you kidding? They're awful. Do you really want them make... I mean,
No. I don't want them touching it at all. IDW, okay. Sure. Yes. It is a little odd. It's like, don't you guys have a comic company? Well, okay then.
you know, somebody
it's
better.
Just, it's outsourcing, man. It's just outsourcing.
Oh, no, I know. I mean,
it's all groovy.
Yeah, I would rather IDW anyway, but
yes,
it's just kind of odd.
It's smart. It's like one of the few smart things.
Like somebody in Warner Brothers look over their shoulder like, no.
We really don't want to waste our resources on this. Let's let IDW do that.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, I'm sorry, XD. I guess Toku happened, right?
Any more news?
No, that's about it this week, except for, you know, most of the important Kyoryuger stuff is out now.
If you can find it.
I need to get me that gun. Capricho! Love it.
So, Megaforce?
Yeah, well, why not?
That's a spirit.
Use the Megaforce.
I finally got caught up.
It was another episode that wasn't bad.
Yeah.
No. And I actually like, now that I get what they are doing with him, I actually like Troy.
And the sooner, now that you figure that out, that's not what they're doing at all, and they'll change it.
Yes. But, well, no, it's just like, they're kind of making him like the most generic Red Ranger ever, but that seems to be on purpose.
I don't know. Well, yeah.
Totally generic is a step up from Gosager.
Yeah, but it's like the other episode when they were like, "What do Zords run on? They run on courage." I'm like, and it's like, okay,
that's a little cheesy, dude. Really?
Exactly.
You're really into this, aren't you?
I know.
Well, my theory is that he is Jason, right? That's the Red Ranger first one.
Yes.
It's his son.
Okay.
That's my theory. Raised by his mother, his father went missing. And we'll find this out later in the show. It would mean that he was like just a baby during the Red, what was it? Forever Red. Yep. And then his father went missing shortly after that. In fact, he never came back from that. It's my theory.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
That's why he dreams about the Legend War and everything, because it's like it's his legacy.
Okay. No, I'm pretty sure he dreams about the Legend War because he's telepathic.
No, that's not cool. That's
maybe,
not
cool. Maybe it's because he's a robot.
And, you know, that's how Bug Dude can get in his head.
Oh. Did he get in his head?
Yeah.
I guess.
He will.
He did.
Several times, probably. Before he dies.
Creepox, I think.
Before Bug Dude dies or before Troy dies?
Well, let's see how many episodes ago
yes.
Does that have before the war starts.
So I figured it out about Noah, because, like I said, I got caught up. And I remember I was really mad at the first episode when he was talking about perpetual motion machines.
Oh, God, not this again.
And I got really pissed off. Well, now I figured out after I saw the second episode where he was like going all completely crazy about all that nonsense bullshit, I was like, oh, he's a student of science, but he's a bad student of science.
Okay. Sure.
I understand now.
That works.
He believes in nonsense. That's why he thinks perpetual motion machines work.
No, I explained this to you before, JD. He's just going to figure out how to make it work.
See, I think I explained.
Oh, God.
That, but okay, we'll go with your idea for a minute.
So this episode is basically just about a douchebag trying to claim he's
fucking tool.
And half the internet is claiming he will be the American Gokai Silver.
What? God, no. God.
I mean, I thought they already had that guy cast, but...
If they do, we haven't seen them yet.
I thought they did.
They always have everyone cast before the first episode ever starts.
Yeah. But I like how it's like Jake's like, shouldn't we do something? And the Yellow Rangers is like, oh, he's just trying to gain attention. You know all about that, don't you? And there's like no response.
Man, well, they are really that poor guy. The character is just like, wow. Oh. Just like you said, like the one to the other. I think that dude has a crush on you. Really? I didn't notice. Oh, but I like these actors are great though. I mean, I have to say, like they are.
Like
they are.
They're definitely a step up from last time.
It's like that's why I can't really knock on the fact that, you know, Troy is kind of like emotionless and whatnot. That seems to actually be at this point on purpose.
I wouldn't say he's emotionless. I would say that he's stoic, you know. Or
yeah,
just,
but yeah, it's like
or trying to be anyway.
Yeah,
the others will look at him like, dude, what are you doing?"
But I mean, you know, but he's like, he's a classic good guy. I mean, he's a classic.
He ditches everybody to go train.
Yeah, and that was a little. I mean, that was a little hand wavy, you know. But yeah. But that scene was fine. It was like, okay, we dodged Jugs in the jungle in the forest for like 5 minutes. Now we know where to find this like incredibly fast insectoid being. But whatever.
Well, of course, he's going to be destroying the same building he destroyed earlier in the episode.
Well,
now, in fairness, that's more than some Power Rangers series would do.
True. They would just focus. Yeah, they actually had like the training together sequence. So no, it's good. I mean, I'm liking it. I'm digging it.
It's pretty fun so far.
The one thing I'm finding is that actor is not good at doing the ADR for the Ranger sequences.
Oh, well, yeah. ADR is hard, though, when you first...
Well, yeah, but it's just his delivery is so flat.
Yeah. It's hard to figure out that balance, though, because, you know...
Between stoic and flat.
Yeah, well, because when you... Well, the difference is...
I
mean,
yeah, I understand what you're saying.
It's always a difference between voice acting and live acting. You know, it's like you want to pull it down for film and then you're trying to do a voice for it. And then, you know, your voice director is telling you to be bigger. Mm. You know, it's a pain in the ass.
Well, it's like, you know, like say you look at, say, some dubbed anime versus, say, Ghibli movies, which Disney throws in a bunch of real, quote unquote, real actors into it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they will just come across like, no.
Yeah.
Voice actors. Like when Christian Bale tried to voice in Howl's Moving Castle.
Oh God!
God, yes, exactly.
I don't like Studio Ghibli movies anyway.
No, but that's just the example. It's like the difference between there is a sizable difference between acting to a camera and acting behind a microphone.
Right, and
yeah,
and if you haven't done a lot of ADR, you know, that's one of those things that's hard to get used to.
And I think the actors seem to be improving with each episode, so I think it's something that in time can improve.
Oh yeah, I mean, some of these kids probably haven't. Most of them haven't even done very much television other than commercials.
Yeah, but more or less, yeah.
Hmm. That.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, they're doing good. Especially, I think there's a great chemistry between Noah and who's the other kid, the Black
Jake?
Ranger? Jake. Yeah.
Yeah. They've got a great chemistry.
Especially the guy playing Jake.
Yeah. I mean, he seems to be like one of the best out of the five of them so far.
Yeah.
Actually having fun with what he's doing.
Yeah.
Well, he has fun with what he's doing, and you're like, oh, he's making choices. Yay. You know, it's like, that's like one of those things you always look for in an actor. It's like, are they making choices? Are they motivating themselves? Like, yay. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the fact that Noah is not as sciencey as I was hoping. I was really hoping it's like, cool, we're going to have a legit science guy. And then he's like, oh, UFOs and aliens and ghosts and paranormal and blah, 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 blah.
Fairness, all of that is real in this universe.
Maybe perpetual motion is real in that universe, too.
See? There you go.
It's not. I don't know. I guess.
Maybe, JD.
I'm just not even going to go there. Especially because the dude that should be backing me up is not. So
I'd forgotten that Landon Ghost of Great had the Rider drill kick also.
That was awesome.
Like, even the drill's the same color.
And to your other point, JD, of course Fort Max is going to leave you hanging if it, you know, serves its purpose.
True. Which it probably always will.
Yeah, because Fort Max just doesn't like you.
I know. I don't know why.
Because you ruined the show.
Always been nice to him.
There's always that thing with the directions.
Well, but I was like,
during the Superhero Tyson review, where he kept making that noise. And you nearly came through the computer.
Oh, well, that was annoying.
I'm just saying.
I mean, you know, I was nice to him before that, and he didn't like me, so, you know.
But in the actual episode, I do like how when the douche tells everybody, oh, I'm a lying asshole, everybody just kind of like, yeah, f*** you.
Yeah, that was great, because normally I would think in Power Rangers, you know, it's kind of like, oh, well, we appreciate you being honest, you know. But no, everybody's like, asshole.
And the world was a better place for it.
But yeah, that was good.
It was. It was great. I was like, sweet, an honest reaction from the crowd. Hells yeah.
Power Rangers? What the f***?
This is awesome.
You're a douche.
Yeah, they're doing a lot better with Megaforce than they did Samurai.
Oh yeah, many
light years.
Not like that's hard to step up from Samurai.
It was clear
though.
Samurai was something they rushed into production and just like, well, just adapt the Japanese scripts and go.
I mean, you could tell me, you could have told me it's like, you know what, they fired everybody and like, you know, this
they
is
did,
a
actually.
New produce, you know, production. New owners, you know, new management, everything. And I would have been like, oh, okay, yeah, it shows.
I think everybody is pretty – I think most of the production crew is pretty much the same, isn't it?
Probably. I mean, that
well,
would be...
I mean, there's only so many of those people to go around in New Zealand.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Jonathan Zacher's still there.
That douche.
That's Paladin's new favorite word.
Douche? Yeah. Mm.
Okay, cool. So I guess – now, since we don't have Wizard this week and nobody's complaining, I guess it's time for Dinosaur Power.
It's time for Dinosaur Samba.
Capriccio!
Okay, so who wants to talk about Kyoryuger?
Yeah, it's pretty good so far.
Wow.
All right, well, we'll be right back with Power Playback.
I almost wish you could just leave it like that.
Oh, sorry, we gotta get on to Kaku Ranger. I mean, this is cool and all, but Kaku Ranger.
Ninjas.
American Ninja.
But no, Ken, you want to talk about this?
Yeah, sure, I guess I can. Okay, so basically starts out with the main villain for now, anyway. Head priest or whatever of the boss legion, Chaos, waking up and summoning a bunch of cannon fodder, and it's white people in Sentai. Holy shit!
Yeah, lots of people.
But the minions attack everybody.
And
Earth
a sign and almost written correctly in English.
Yeah. And then we go to some unnamed South Island, which is literally, it just sometimes say some island in the South Pacific. I'm like, oh, okay.
Like, we couldn't be bothered to grab a map.
Europe, America, North...
they didn't even care if it was like North or South. They're just like, America, you know.
It's on fire. What do you think?
English lines, it's probably the U.S.
Yeah. It's like, this is just a normal day. there, the villagers are saved by one Kiryu Daigo, who promptly starts beating the shit out of them, and then gets his ass blasted on.
Was that punch thing? Rock, punch, scissors?
Yeah, something like that. He follows up on it in the next episode, too, when he actually gets a weapon. But, he gets his ass kicked. But then gets saved by, what is his name? Torin, I think it is. Bird Doggy Kruger.
That's yes. What exactly.
No, but we actually had Bird Doggy Kruger in SPD, so.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
So he hands him an unpainted Gabba revolver.
Or a painted one, depending on your point of view.
No, I think this is just like a prop they had laying around, and it's like,
Or a web-exclusive variant later in the year.
Yeah. Anyway, he's able to
my shine.
Blow the minions up, and he's like, and Torn's like, oh, okay, that's cool. Now, we're gonna get this dinosaur here. He's gonna probably try and eat you.
Like, worst recruitment drive ever.
Yeah, you have to beat him.
You gotta wonder, how many times has he tried this before finding this guy?
Probably a lot.
The lost episodes of Kyoryuger.
Yes. So he has to defeat
Splash. I guess he's not it.
Yeah, Gabatira in order to become a Kyuriger.
So, 1 month later...
God, just imagining the closing of the jaws and, like, a splash of blood at both sides.
So, yeah. Daigo has been fighting Gabutira for a month solid. Needless to say, this is not your super serious Sentai that we
this
just...
This is such a Dragon Ball Z kind of thing, you know? Like, Dragon Ball, really, where it's just kind of like...
Fighting for a month.
Chasing the monkey around, you know, Planet Kai for like a
30 f***ing month. Days.
Yeah.
Anyway, Daigo eventually wins by letting Gabutira eat. But it just shoots a lot in his
My
mouth.
My God, it is Dragon Ball Z!
But then Torrin's like, wait, that's strange. You beat him, but your Gabba revolver didn't change. Oh, wait. Bad guys woke up a month ago. I'll be right later. Peace.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I've been standing around here watching you fight this guy for 3 days. Wow, Chaos has been busy.
I haven't even taken a piss this whole time.
Shit, I mean, come on.
Well, he's a bird. They just kind of crap everywhere as they go. You know, they don't really think about it.
Chaos's four minions. One is a typical hot-blooded shonen type. The other is the Soldier of Sorrow.
The emo one.
Yes, the Soldier of Happiness, and the Spy Smiles.
So imagine that...
This is a very interesting...
Gungeons are evil.
Yeah, basically, yes. Let's see, the fire one is Sosuke.
Yeah.
The girl is Saki.
Yeah.
Oh my god, the green one is... Honto?
Yeah.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, so then Sorrow is going to start cooking them eggs every day?
So anyway, Torrin took off to Tokyo, and Daigo hitched a ride, only to land in front of a restaurant called Tiger Boy, which is possible G-Ranger reference?
G-Ranger?
Yeah.
You're saying possible?
Yeah.
I think it's actually it's...
Yeah, it's G-Ranger reference.
You're reaching a little bit.
It's a Power Ranger. Well, this entire show is a Power Rangers reference, of course.
Yeah, of course, because dinosaurs, right?
Dinosaurs, I mean.
Oh, God, somebody probably believes that, too.
They did. Didn't you say there was, like, a whole thing? Yeah, like, someone was saying that on Twitter, and, like, my head exploded.
Yeah. Anyway, at that restaurant, coincidentally, the other four Kyuriger's are there, and we have Aunt Ami, who, for some reason, despite being rich as f***, is working as a waitress.
Well, it's boring being rich.
Probably. Then there is, I forget what Green's name is, but he seems kind of emo. And then there is Nobuharu.
He's not emo. He's just intense.
Yeah, he's intense. Because considering that when Ian, the Black Ranger, starts hitting on Ami, he looks like he's about ready to go take his head off.
With a sausage.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, that'd be Ami who kicks Ian's sausage out of his hand.
Yeah, no unfortunate metaphor there at all.
Yeah, I was saying, that's the metaphor is born.
Yeah. So, you know, it's nice. In spite of things, we have a female character that's not taking other male characters' shit.
Well, Ian, no, it's not that kind of show.
Ian really wants to be Guy, I think. It's how he strikes me.
Jetman guy, right?
He wants to be Guy, but
yeah,
not quite.
No, because only is Guy.
You mean Jetman guy, not Gokaiger guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we all knew.
Sorry, my brain goes to Gokaiger first.
Nobody wants to be that guy.
Nice.
But it turns out the entrance to their headquarters is directly underneath the cafe, or at least the portal to it is. Okay, so
anywhere though, I didn't get the sense that that was like a.
Yeah, I'm not really sure quite how that's supposed to work, but so meanwhile, Chaos summons someone else who apparently is the person or the monster who caused the Ice Age and killed the dinosaurs.
But I thought.
But didn't Pandora? What it? Oh.
Wasn't an asteroid that split dimensions and?
No. The Ice Age killed the dinosaurs.
But what about the S?
No.
What about Kamen Rider J?
And Alba Ranger.
Yeah, well.
No.
So basically, over the 35 years of Sentai, we've got three separate ways that the dinosaurs were driven extinct that apparently all coexist with each other.
I still say the best thing I've seen from Japan on how the dinosaurs went extinct.
Which was?
Okay, there was a meteor falling towards Earth in the series. It got rerouted and some mumbo-jumbo and suddenly got sent in path along with Cho Ryujin. So basically, Cho Ryujin ended up killing dinosaurs by bringing a meteor into the past.
Damn it.
yes!
But
yes.
I don't think that's how time works. What?
And that's why nobody wants to buy the f***ing thing.
It's a self-fulfilling paradox.
I will have to get that video later. But regardless, so the Ice Age monster heads out and starts Ice Aging everything. The minions all have an orgy and grow into
giants. I love how you just nonchalantly use that as a verb.
What?
And just, like, kept going.
Orgy?
No, Ice Age.
Oh, okay.
You just started ice aging everything, you know, because that's a verb.
It is now, damn it. So we got
ice aging, you know, the act of ice aging things.
Yes. Use it in a sentence. That bastard ice aged the entire state.
Yeah, see? It works.
It's kind of frightening, isn't it?
So anyhow, Gabatera goes out by itself to try and fight the monsters. And
without a battery.
Yeah, but he gets frozen. Whoops.
Because he didn't have a
battery. He got ice aged.
So Daigo, you know, in spite of the fact he's been told, you know, you're probably not what I'm looking for, he starts to head out, and then Torrent's like, yeah, okay, whatever. Here, have a jacket. Because he just had that in his pocket, apparently.
You know, because he lost his vest thing.
Sure.
No, he still had the other vest, but it was like this one was better.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you're going to be the red, you know, you got to have this red thing.
So Daigo fights the monsters, sort of proves himself to Gabutera, and then his Gabu revolver changes. He gets tossed a bunch of batteries and transforms into Kyoryu Red. No stock footage this week.
Emphasis this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kyoryu change. He fights a bit. There's a lot of back and forth. There's actually a lot of back and forth between the giant battle and the ground battle, which is a little reminiscent of Go Busters.
Multi-level battles, yeah.
Yeah, it was nice to see, at least for this episode. Don't know how doing that.
Back to tropes next week, though.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's a nice battle, and up until then, randomly the other Kyoryugers show up. And I honestly think that the episode might have worked a little bit better if it had just been Kyoryu Red through it, because they just kind of show up, they pose, it's a fight, but they're just kind of there.
They don't really do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously,
that's one of the problems when your head writer is used to Kamen Rider instead of Sentai. They're not that good at pacing.
Yeah.
By comparison.
Yeah, like even when Riku Sanjo was writing Digimon, he was writing things in arcs, just like Kamen Rider. There'd be two or three episode arcs. So he's more used to writing multi-episode things. So if the pacing does seem a little bit off, that's probably why.
Which isn't a problem yet, but could develop later in the series.
Maybe. Yeah.
Let's see.
Arcing's not bad in Sentai. Look at Gaku Ranger.
But yeah, they randomly pull out a roll call, because they have a really elaborate roll call. Because, it's as I have said, it is the Sentai-est Sentai that ever Sentai'd.
No, that would
be Gal Ranger.
I mean, we are tropey.
Well, now, Fort Mac, if you look at some of the stuff they do, it looks a lot like Gal Ranger.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Even the weapons, to a degree.
I mean, I especially noticed that in episode 2.
Now the fight is pretty good. Even though
they're definitely well shot and they look awesome.
The fight's pretty good, and the finisher is kind of awesome, where he jumps in Gabutera's mouth and then gets launched back out. So he destroyed the thing that caused the Ice Age and killed the dinosaurs. Hey, that should be like the ultimate... Thank you! How long did you have that ready?
As long as I needed it.
You know, but you'd think that instead of being like the monster of the day for the first episode, the thing that killed the f***ing dinosaurs in the Dinosaur Sentai would be a bigger deal than that.
No, we're just tying up the loose end from the previous, you know, unseen part of the series. This is, you know, it's like,
or maybe he'll get better.
This is just tying up the loose end from the prequels, you know.
Well, no, see, the final monster of the series is going to be, you know, Asteroid Strike, you know, something like that.
They're going to do that, too.
And, you know, it'll take all 35 Kyoryugers to stop it.
It's okay, 37. So it'll be one for every year of Sentai.
Ah, right.
So that's the first episode of Kyoryuger. It's a good start.
Yeah.
But like I said, I think the only thing that really throws it off is that they really should have gone like, say, O-Ranger or something like that, where it was just like the red in the first episode, because that seemed the way the episode was going, and then randomly everybody else shows up.
Well, but
and,
they didn't know, really
it really
go
is a little bit like
video.
It really is a little like Gowranger there too, where at the end the others are like, no, we really shouldn't get to know each other.
Yeah,
there's and I actually would have liked that idea for a series.
Too bad that's not going to last long.
Of course not. There's merchandising.
And it's, I guess they you know, be a little too little hard to write around that, I suppose, also. Which the second episode does stumble a bit on that, too. Which I guess you want me to go into the second episode, too?
Yeah, what the hell.
Okay, so.
Oh, okay.
Daigo is pulling his best a lot of impersonation and coloring everybody.
Right, but his coloring didn't turn into power cards afterwards.
Yeah.
Shut up. Shut up.
You don't know how he gets his later battery.
Shut up!
So meanwhile at Blue's house we see is that little girl the one who played didn't she play somebody also?
How can you tell?
Oh she's like I've seen her in a recent Sentai. But regardless, his sister
I think
is
she's a little too young for a recent thing.
Well, I said very recent.
There's no such thing as too young in Japan.
However, he's an ESP-er.
Yes, his sister slash wife.
he's the brother husband to her sister wife.
Yes, she is played by Deca Yellow.
Isn't that a show on TLC?
Sister wives?
Yeah.
Yes.
But he's a brother husband. It's different.
That's more what I was referring
to.
But
it is very, very evident that they wanted him to have a child. That they wanted Kyoryu Blue to be a father.
Yeah, somebody nixed that. Like,
and then somebody's like, no. And then Riku Sanjo was like, okay. We'll do it anyway.
Well, it's just like they changed the script is really
terrible. And we also see Ami training, but hiding it from her nosy butler.
She's pretty badass.
Actually is. Meanwhile.
Again.
Say again.
What, Paladin?
So she's Jet Swan again.
Jet Swan? Jet Swan? Well.
Whatever. It's Jet Man.
Kaori? White Swan?
Yeah, whatever.
Well, she took quite a while to get competent.
Yeah.
Well, as Ami's kind of a badass.
Yeah, exactly.
But the meanwhile, they've decided to create monsters, which they actually just call monsters in English, from random junk. Literally.
So it is Abaranger again.
They collect random junk and make monsters.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, at a museum, randomly Ami and Nobu show up at the same time. It's like they arrive together, but they don't. Know each other, so it's...
And no, it was really confusing there for just a second. I was like, like, did they show up together or they just showed up at the same time?
They just know that they saw each other at a restaurant.
Her butler looks really familiar, too. What
he actually was in the early Gokaiger episode, I think, with where Luca was with that rich guy.
With the gold tree?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Was
that's
he?
Right. That's him. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's him.
Guy. Yeah, he was the guy that had the gold tree. Yep, yeah. You're right.
So now he's taking a step down in his profession.
Step down.
Well, that's because he lost.
Again, so he kind of had to.
Yeah, he lost his gold tree. So.
Wow.
For his daughter somehow. but yes. Then the monster just shows up. Dan smashes the dinosaur that they were trying to, or not, doesn't smash it yet. But he shows up, attacks them. Daigo fights back.
Use giant foot states.
Yes.
Yeah, really.
Daigo transforms, and we get stock footage transformation this time. Oh.
I love that the other, though, guys are kind of like, he's not protecting his identity very well.
Yeah.
He's like, whatever.
Whatever. I'm a fucking Power Ranger.
I'm the king, baby. Hail to the fucking king.
Uh-huh.
Joy, like, how he keeps introducing himself like that, and you're like, no.
Yeah, they're all like, no. But then all the people are like,
king!
King! And you're like, oh, that's working for him, I guess.
Well, he is pretty fucking awesome, so, I mean.
Yeah.
Even when he smacks a guy in the face with his crutch.
yeah, I think Sakamoto
just
had a
watch hand. It. That is the first attack he does after transforming.
I think Sakamoto had a fight in this hand in the fight scenes in this episode because wire work is everywhere.
Oh man,
it's very nice Sakamoto. Fight.
Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, another thing about this fight: lots and lots and lots of stock footage. Lots of stock footage. I mean, good stock footage, but there's a lot of it.
Well, it's we just kind of expected that.
Yeah, but
because I'm pretty sure Go Busters overran their budget a lot with all the, you know, individually recreated morphing scenes all the time and other crap.
Even Gokaiger didn't have that much. They like maybe the finishing attack.
Yeah.
But they redid that a lot of different ways too. So.
Yeah,
but I mean, at the same time, too, you know, for the batteries and the guns, that's mm-hmm. not going to look a lot different most of the time. It's going to be changes in sound effects, so it makes sense to do as much stock footage for that as possible.
I'm not necessarily complaining. It's just notable how much of a departure it is.
But then they get to do other cool stuff, like the CGI for the Zords and stuff.
This is true. For now.
Yeah, for now.
But then the Soldier of Sorrow, I can't remember any of these guys' names yet.
just call him Emo One. That's all we'll remember anyway.
The emo one shows up and kicks Daigo's ass, and then Green and Black decide to show up themselves. We get introduced to another toy as they go to their armed up forms, which is literally their armors arming up their arms with arms.
That's pretty awesome. Creative. They run the barrel.
Reminds me of Bokinger.
Cylinder.
The cylinder. Thank you. Down their arm. It's awesome. All the sparks.
Reminds me of, you know, how they transform in Bokinger.
Yeah, same deal. Yeah.
But it's a neat effect, and I like seeing individual weapons. We haven't seen that since Ghost Sager.
And they're going to combine together to make the Christmas tree sword.
Yeah.
Yep. So back to Gow Ranger again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Gabricho!
Yeah, and Daigo's is just a big T-Rex head.
Yeah.
Just like
Gow Ranger.
But it is nice to see that when Ami shows up, she just is like, oh, there's a giant monster. Let me get my giant f***ing robot, because nobody else needs to be thinking of using that, and she destroys them. So I was like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last time we saw a pink this competent.
Yeah, I know. Mako?
Shinkenger,
yeah, Mako. Because Mako was basically on par with...
Well, and Aim was, too. She just didn't have a useful robot.
Yeah.
She just wouldn't go straight for the finisher all the time, but she was a good fighter.
Yeah. Was quite, but I think it also took a little while to show that for Aim, because early, you know, like early episodes, you had like the whole thing with her, like getting Joe not to fight and whatnot and so forth. So it kind of took a while to show off Aim's skills. I don't think we really saw that up until we got that whole big Six Ranger fight, where she humiliated Deca Break.
But then, you know, Mako was first in line to get the first power up Origami and Shinkenger.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, she was like she and
she was one of the like top three competent ones.
Is her Ryunosuke and Takeru?
Takeru, yeah.
So yeah, it's been a while, and I think it does go with that thing. I think Mickey was saying like, if you're gonna have a female character, they're gonna want to try and make her as strong as possible, just because they because they have toys to sell.
Yeah.
And they're on this whole thing that the characters have to be strong to sell the toys. So, of course, then the female will actually be portrayed as strong, which...
For four episodes, probably.
Yeah, probably.
And then they forget about it.
And then they forget that she's the...
And somebody else takes her place in the combination.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, no, that happens in episode 3.
Yeah. But it appears Nobu's sister/wife doesn't really like the Kyoryugers. much. So there's that. It's kind of a thing that's there, but it's not really
touched for like upon three or four episodes.
Yeah, you know, it's more like a thing that's there for like 3 or 4 seconds because it's not really touched upon much. It's like because the very next scene after the commercial break, which, hey, we have eye catches again. Haven't seen that since Ghost Ager.
Well, Gokaiger didn't need them.
Yeah.
They were all eye-catching.
Yeah. They were making a show of it from start to finish.
Because apparently Nobu's niece slash daughter was injured in a attack by the boss.
This is so Alabama. Good job, Fort Max.
Injured in the attack by the boss legion, and his sister kind of blames Kyoryu Blue for it, even though he saved her. Okay. But his niece slash daughter actually really, really likes Kyoryu Blue. So, hey, there's that. Okay. But then the monsters show up again in the same spot. And when the butler tries to stop Ami, she's like, wait, you know what? F*** you. And she goes to beat the shit out of him.
Which, yeah, pretty awesome.
Yeah. Obvious stunt double aside.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I know. It's Sentai. And then Nobu stops the monster by smashing the thing they were all trying to repair.
After they just fixed it.
After they just fixed it.
His strength will make you cry.
But, you know, if it's anything Japan specializes in, it's fixing things after they get destroyed, so.
Well, yeah, this is true. So, anyway, Daigo, Ami, and...
Especially Sentai Japanese.
Yes. You know, there's, like, some really horrible things somebody could say to that, but I'm just going to leave it at that.
Considering we already went to baby pandas...
Yeah, we already talked about eating baby pandas, I think... Anyway. I don't know that, I mean, other than eating actual babies, I don't know that we could get much worse.
Well,
we could try.
So, Samba and Henshin.
Swift would
and
be proud.
Trying to move along.
Samba Henshin and really badly choreographed transformation dance.
Yeah, they've got to work on that a little bit.
Yeah, it's like, you got 48 more episodes, guys.
Come on. Mean, what I would have liked would be for Red to have done the dance and the other two to have just stared at him blankly.
It was cool when he transformed earlier in the episode because he did it in the middle of a fight and he did it beating the shit out of the minions as he transformed.
Hip hop keto.
Yeah. So yeah, the three of them roll call, transform, roll call, fight, more armed up things. And blow the monster away. Then you get this really extended sequence of introducing how they are going to grow the monsters.
Which is kind of weird.
Weird, yes.
Yeah.
I think the Kyoryugers are like so kind of weirded out that they just don't attack them.
Yeah, hopefully they're going to streamline that process a little
bit. Yeah, just a little bit. Also, Green and Black show up to do nothing of consequence for the rest of the episode, as they show up literally after the fight is already over, and, well, as we'll see...
Well, they're studying from Haunting Gunpei.
Apparently. Daigo summons Gabutera, and then they also summon Stegochi and Drysera.
Yeah.
Drill. Sorry, talk.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then they combine into Kyoryuzen. Now the thing.
And the combination sequence is all prop work, no CGI.
It is. It's a completely practical effects combination. It looks great.
The only CGI is when Stegochi and Dracera are walking up to Gabutera. That's it. Everything else is prop work, which is good. The only thing is that the music doesn't really hit me here because it's just the same jingle over and over and over and over and over.
That's the noise the toys make.
I know.
It really is a straight up toy commercial here.
I know, yeah. But it just.
I hope that's in the soundtrack.
Yeah, but it just takes long enough that it almost feels a little too repetitive.
It would make a great ringtone.
It would.
That's why I want it in the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Like a fantastic ringtone. And it's like, you know, once it gets to the end of it where he's dancing, because yes,
even the Megazord dances,
it gets better. But it's just like, it seems like it took a little too long with the same sounds over and over and over and over and over again.
But what I really was noticing with the combination sequences is how high detail the models were.
Yeah. That was impressive.
I mean, we've had practical effect combination sequences before, but the models never looked that good.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a step down in the technology for it.
Yeah, but I think the end result is bad. Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, even
it's just strange they had to go backwards to go forward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes the older methods are better.
Well, and think about it too. They apparently can't afford that great of CGI on the kind of money they have.
Yeah.
But maybe they can afford to build some models and shoot a sequence once, you know.
Yeah.
And there's some CGI bits in the actual fight, which we'll probably see multiple more times in the any episodes.
Well, let's see,
I love
I like the bit where he flipped back and bounced off the tower.
Yes. I like the point where he yelled or whatever. It was like, I'm not used to a face being that articulate, you know.
Yes, the Megazord has a rage faced.
Yeah. And that's Gao King again.
Yeah. It's very Gao Ranger overall, actually.
Yeah. That's just not necessarily a bad thing, but, you know, if it was going to be Dinosaur previous Sentai, I really would have preferred Goanger.
Yeah. Well, it does kind of make sense because, like, it almost kind of works in sequence. Like, you know, you had Time Ranger, which was just really serious, kind of darker storyline. But then you had Gao Ranger. Mm-hmm. Then now we have GoBusters, which was this darker storyline. And now we have Gao Ranger, which is basically Gao Ranger with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So it's Gao Ranger 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Yep, pretty much.
It's Gao Ranger 2 Electric Dino.
So about that whole secret identity.
Same difference.
About that whole secret identity thing. Because, of course, Ami and Nobu did end up showing their identity earlier in the episode. In order to replace that whole dinosaur thing they were trying to build, Daigo just brings out Gabatira.
Yeah, it was awesome. Like, all right, stand still a little bit longer.
You know, it's at this point that I wish the dinosaurs were talking characters.
Yes.
Oh, I'm kind of torn. I almost do.
Because, you know, at that point, Gabatira would be like, my nose itches.
That would be cool.
But my arms aren't long enough to reach it anyway.
I don't understand why. It's almost like they kind of wanted to, but then they were like, oh, wait, they did that in Abba.
You don't have the budget for voice actors.
No, it's like they did that in Abba Ranger.
Yeah, and they just got done with all the voice actors and stuff from GoBusters. Yeah.
But next week is a focus on Kyoryu Green.
Yay.
I guess episode 4 will be a focus on Black.
Apparently his dad is even more intense than he is.
Oh, shit. now, on pacing, though, the part of this episode, it did kind of feel like, I think it's like Blue and Pink both would have benefited if they had single episodes.
Eh. I think Pink will still get her focus episode.
She will, but oh, no, I think it. I mean that for Blue too, because it's like they brought up this issue and then they literally almost like resolved it in the next scene.
Well, yeah. This was Blue's focus episode, though. Yeah.
But yeah. Right. But it's that it seemed like it turnaround was a little too fast on it.
It's not, but yeah, but I mean, we're not in GoBusters either. You know what I mean? It's like, how much does there need to be? You know?
No.
This is the equivalent of Noah, you know, finding his strength.
Well, yeah, also,
and even that had more weight than this, but still.
Besides, what this is just about Blue finding his own resolve, not about changing anybody else's mind.
Right.
And, you know, if there's still room for, like his sister to have issues later on, especially if she finds out he is Kyoryu Blue.
Yeah, like they're laying in bed together one night.
Yeah. Is that a battery?
I mean,
you see me.
Sister, do you think it's weird that we do this? No?
Oh, God. Oh, but you know, even though they don't talk, the,
Women?
No, the, the dinosaurs, they actually do have a good amount of personality, it feels like, almost. Especially, Gabatira, at least.
Well, Gabutira, I wouldn't say that about the others yet.
I just think, like, the way they're animated.
They need more episodes to at least try to develop.
Yeah. Well, Gabutira is going to be like that because, you know, there's a suit actor involved.
Correct.
The other ones are not going to benefit the same way being in CGI.
I just mean, like, their animation.
Mm.
Probably not until they introduce Gold, anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I just mean like the animation.
I'm guessing that'll be a suit too.
Very lively, at least.
So yeah, I'm kind of into it.
Yeah,
I'm digging
like,
it.
It's not like that. It hasn't blown me away yet, but I like it.
I had fun. I cheered. You know.
Yeah, it's fun to watch, and that's basically enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's very possibly interesting directions if Kyoryu Cyan is any indication.
I still don't like the design of Kyoryu's in it all that much, though.
Nah, it doesn't really do much for me.
It's just it's better
than
GoBusters, like although, 10 years ago in Abba Ranger.
Although I do like that I do like that there's a synergy between like the weapons, like all the way up the line. You know, like you know, Pink's weapon is a drill weapon. That's what comes. You know, that's what Dryu whatever has. And when that Zord is combined, you know, that limb is the drill. And then like, it's same for Blue as well.
Like Black has a gun, and you know, we've seen in the opening that his
Parasay gun.
Yeah, his mech shoots out of his ass. So I assume that's going to be what it's saying when it transforms into Kyoryu.
Yeah. So there's a synergy with that, like all the way up the line, and I like that.
That is cool. It's very that at least is very well thought out.
Mm-hmm. Because so many times it's like they're so in one sense they've kind of not botched, but they've kind of set aside the combined weapon, you know, to get some connection between the individual weapons and how that carries over onto the mecha. So,
He likey.
It's enjoyable.
Capriccio.
Certainly more enjoyable than it's what airs after it. So,
but we don't have to talk about that this week.
The show that shall not be named.
Cure Mayo.
It'll just be twice next week.
Cure Mayonnaise.
Cure Mayonnaise.
Yep.
Gotta get that gun. Scared my cat. He was like, what?
I imagine that happens a lot while Amanda's away.
No, the truth. Oh God, fat man, put clothes on.
And next week we also get bikes. So hey, more toys.
Yay.
When was the last series that had bikes? Aside from Nick.
It's been a while.
Cock Ranger? No, O-Ranger.
See, Car Ranger had the little go-karts.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Oh, wow. Mega Silver had the motorcycle.
Yeah, but what for the entire team? It's got to be O-Ranger, right?
Could be.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Do Ginga Man's horses count?
No.
God, no. If it poops, it's not cool.
I guess you got the sliders in Mega Ranger, but...
Yeah.
That's not the same thing either.
It's really not. And the
those are essentially space surfboards, though.
And the rafters in Opera Ranger, but again, if it poops.
Yep.
We never saw them poop.
That doesn't mean they don't.
But we never saw it. Yeah, I can't think of Team Motorcycles more recently than that.
Yeah, it's got to be O-Ranger then.
Huh.
That's a while.
Huh. Okay, then. Since I guess we've run out of things to talk about, it's probably time to take a break.
Yep.
Usually a good indication.
And then Kaku Ranger.
Metal, ready?
You're listening to Superhero Time.
Aufgepasst, Motomorph Rangers! Angriff der Aliens! Mit dem Chip aktivierst du den Verteidigungsmodus und verwandelst sie in coole Helden! Mit den Motomorph-Figuren schlägst du alle Gegner in die Flucht! Power Rangers Motomorph-Figuren, nur echt von Bandai!
Man! I don't know if I can last much longer. Come on, hang in there!
And now, back to action with Superhero Time!
Okay, so this week on Power Playback, Burgess. Damn it, Fort Mac.
Like right on cue.
Like a loaded gun. He thought he wasn't there, but he was. He's always there.
I'll have to look into a Furbus skin, though.
Oh, God.
That might be worthwhile.
That would be amazing.
Hmm. So this week on Power Playback, it's Kaku Ranger.
Kaku Ranger, ninja, ninja.
You're listening to Power Playback.
on Superhero Time.
It's not the Christmas episode, but it's damn close.
Yes.
So this is episode 3, American Ninja. So JD, you were enjoying Kaku Ranger. Why don't you talk about this?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay then. Good night, folks.
Sorry, my face is full of powdered donut.
Well, it could be worse. Your face could be full of baby panda.
Yep. So, see, just think about that.
Worse or better?
I don't know.
Yes.
Let's make some baby panda meatloaf. We can find out.
Well, you know,
it would just taste like regular meatloaf.
You know, those box powdered sugar donuts never taste that good.
They really don't.
That's why this is the bag.
Yeah, because it makes such a difference.
I know, doesn't it?
Yeah, totally.
Totally. All right, so American Ninja. We start out with the announcer, who's awesome, and probably my favorite character. Yeah. Actually, no. So the episode starts out, and we learn about the yokai for this week, which is the taxi guy? Yeah.
Who's
what they call him in America? Krabby Cabby?
Yeah.
Krabby Cabby. That's awesome.
Yes.
Anyway, he's a bitch because people just sort of kick him around until he finally gets pissed enough. But before that, let's see. We come into the Cocker Rangers who, they're, of course, a bit envious because Sasuke, thank you. Red got his scroll in the last episode, and now he can turn into a big badass robot thing. And I love the interaction in there because it's like, hey, you think that we have those? No, I'm pretty sure that's just me.
You know, that actually reminded me of the douche from this week's Megaforce, where he's like,
yeah,
I pretty much do it all on my own.
Yeah, that's pretty much just me.
Except this time he's the lead.
Except he actually is the guy.
Yeah, I know.
Which is the thing that I love about, one of the things I love about them anyway, is they're all just dorks. I mean, really.
They're really also kinda, all really assholes.
Yes, that too.
They are all chuckle f***s.
Yeah. God, I love that term. Oh my God.
I mean, it's one thing.
I cannot tell you how much.
It's one thing that the Die Rangers were dicks to the little kid they didn't like. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the mm-hmm. Kaku Rangers are assholes to each other all the time. Yes.
And that's what's great.
They hate like, each other.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
Yeah.
There's one episode where one of them sells all the others, starts selling the others' clothes.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, that's awesome. I'm like, he's like Swindle. This is amazing.
That was yellow, wasn't it?
Do what?
That was yellow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so since this is a 90s series, that was probably his only focused episode.
Probably. No, he kind of had another one. He had one right before that.
Ah, but remember, yellows aren't strong enough.
Yellows? No, he had two
yellow
focus.
Four.
Because the Parker episode was in there as well. That was a yellow episode. Anyway, so like, so those two idiots are like laying down, hanging out, and they're like, hey, why don't you come help us sell these crepes? And they're like, no, we just do the yokai thing. Damn. You guys can sell crepes. So then she's like, hey, after we make all this money, how about you and I go get a steak dinner? And they're like, oh, we're going to help. You know, there's something in it for them.
Easily manipulated.
Yeah. So meanwhile, our poor yokai is like been, had his ears pulled by a child, yelled at, screamed at, and then
puked
this guy
on. Puked on. Don't forget that.
On, yes.
That's the important one.
Yes.
And finally, this dude is like, hey, your meter's broke. And he like gets out and doesn't pay him. And he's like, all right, that is the last straw. Turns into his monster form and runs the dude over.
And see, that's the part I like about the start of it, where the announcer's explaining, you know, not all yokai are bad. Some of them are just trying to go through their life like any normal person.
Yeah.
Until you piss them off.
Right. Until you piss them off enough and they've had their fill.
They murder you.
And then they want to kill you. So they launch the poor dude through the air and he lands, like, you know, right near the Kaku Rangers.
Nekomaru.
And, thus begins like a bit of a fight for sort of a minute. And
well,
then
Ninja White just summons the motorcycles out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, because, I mean, come on, this is Giga Ranger. They summon everything out of nowhere.
She's powerful enough to summon one, but she doesn't get to drive. Yay, Japan.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know.
Well, she's only like 15.
Are you really going to let an Asian woman drive? I mean, come on.
Oh, God.
No, she can't. Horrible thing to say.
First the pandas.
Yeah, the Asian women have to stay. No, the Asian women have to stay at home and prepare the baby pandas for dinner.
That's right. Exactly.
Oh.
Cook the baby pandas.
Okay, so this week's Giga Beetle challenge.
Baby panda.
Baby panda by your Asian wife. What?
Okay. Step one, get an Asian wife.
Get a baby panda.
Get a baby panda. Step three, have the wife cook the panda.
Meatloaf.
Good luck with that one, Giga Beetle.
Should we throw in some dolphin for good measure?
Step five,
dolphins are assholes.
Although I'm reason to eat them.
Step five is outrun Greenpeace for the rest of your life.
We'll just set that challenge aside for a little while.
Yeah. It's got a lot of prep time.
Yeah.
So then this cowboy thing comes out of nowhere.
Cowboy thing?
On rollerblades.
Speaking weapons expert.
Yes.
Cowboy on rollerblades. The rollerblades are important.
The what?
The rollerblades are important.
Red in the face with them.
Yeah. So he's got rollerblades and chaps. And he's like some sort of disco fetish nightmare, really.
This is America's picture of... I mean, this is Japan's picture of America.
Right. When Japan is America, they think chaps and roller skates.
And cowboy hats.
And guns.
And guns, of course. Well,
Americans are dicks. Well,
okay, so here's the thing I'm wondering about. How did Jiraiya get into the country with those guns?
It was like his way in.
Guns.
Yeah. He's a ninja.
He just told them that he was American, and they're like,
"Well,
oh.
Actually, I think Fort Max's explanation kind of covers that. He is kind of a f***ing ninja."
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Totally. So anyway, he actually saves the yokai, and then bitches out, and they're like,
"Well, hey. he uses the Kaku Ranger's ultimate technique: run away."
Run away. Yes, they're very good at that.
Do they use the Gal Ranger technique at all?
No, that's the orc technique.
Yeah.
Mm.
The Gal Ranger technique is understanding the plight of this chicken.
Mm. So they come to find out that he's actually, he's actually their last Cocky Ranger. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. From the crazy guy.
Sundayu. I think.
I like crazy guy better.
He's nuts.
Well,
probably
crazy,
drunk off his ass.
Well, when you say the crazy guy, you have to get more specific.
Well, not the
show.
Announcer. Yeah. That's different.
Everyone in Kaku Ranger is a crazy guy.
There's a lot of crazy guys. But
just
also,
like how in Car Ranger, everyone's the moron.
Ah.
Yeah.
These are all true things. So Jiraiya ends up having dinner with this poor yokai at a noodle stand, and the yokai decides that he's going to be buddies with this guy, and he's going to take him to their leader.
Because kindness is the universal language.
Sure, yeah. And one thing that struck me is Jiraiya speaks very good English.
Well, he's a...
He only
American.
Speaks English.
Yeah, and that's what I figured out later. I was like, I looked him up, and I'm like, is this... ADR or what? I'm like, no, he's American. I was like, sweet.
Well, it is ADR,
it is.
Too.
And the only way they have to show that in the subtitles is by switching the font slightly.
Yeah. I mean, it
Although
is ADR, but he's still speaking English. I mean, it's all, you know,
yeah.
I mean, it's all there.
It's actually him speaking it.
Yeah.
It's actually him speaking it. Correct. That's why
it's clear.
I was...
You can understand it.
I mean, I was more saying, like, someone voiceovering it, you know what I mean? But,
yeah.
Like, to play it up. But no, he actually is American.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Which just adds to the craziness of this series. Is like, they actually went nuts enough to hire an American actor
Well, you know, who, I mean, had... you can get actors in Japan who are fluent in English. The Tendo in Kabuto, his actor is fluent in English too. They just never used it in the series.
Well, no, but I'm
of course
saying
he is. He's not... Tendo.
Well,
but it's not just that. It's like it's like you want a character. He's American. You know, okay, he's American. Like that's his character.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is he American, but his character's American. Crazy, awesome. It's just. Off the hook. I love it. So anyway, yeah. So he gets to go to this yokai club, which
but
is
he,
sort of
he left the Kaku Rangers
that the monsters have taken over.
But yeah. he's left a note for the Kaku Rangers.
But
also.
Yeah, he left the note for the Kaku Rangers, which it was in English.
A bastard to death with.
Yeah, he like almost choked the poor dude. Which again, they're all bastards. So you're wondering if you're keeping score, just remember
they're all bastards.
So, so his plan is to go to their base and get the scrolls for everybody else so they can all turn into badass robots. Cool plan. But yeah, this yokai club is awesome because
it's full of Die Ranger monsters.
Yes.
Yeah, future monsters.
Andor
no,
Jin.
No, it's full of old monsters, Die Ranger monsters.
There's both.
And a stripper, apparently.
Yeah, well...
No, there's both, because the dude from, like... There's a mixture, because...
Yeah, there's a four-headed monk from Die Ranger. There's some guy with Dorijin's head.
Yeah. There's the but the rag dude is in there. The... I don't know, whatever that is. That radish head dude is in there. So there's a couple of monsters that are from the upcoming... And yes, there are a couple
and
of monsters.
And actually, the ones from the movie also show up in some of the early episodes.
So, anyway, it's kind of a mishmash. But, you know, just think Star Wars Cantina, whatever.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, but monsters.
Yeah. So, Star Wars Cantina.
So, Star Wars Cantina. Yeah. So, anyway, so Jirai goes in the back and almost gets killed by spears because he's Indiana Jones. I don't know. And,
Indiana
yeah.
Jones was American. Yeah. He has a hat.
Anyway. So he ends up getting sucked through a door and then locked behind a cell because, hey, the guy that he was there to talk to knew who he was ahead of time, knew that he was there to get the scrolls, and tricked him.
Oops.
Oops. You screwed up.
See, he's not that good of a ninja after all.
No.
Well, no.
No.
Help
me! anyway, so yeah. So this dude who is a yokai, but he's got these awesome moles all over his face. Reminds me of my grandmother. Anyway,
what?
Huh?
Huh?
Did you look at the guy?
Yeah.
Anyway, they end up in a quarry.
Imagine.
Well, Sentai. So.
End up in a quarry. Yeah. And he's in the cage. And
well, and
like,
the actor does the best teleportation technique, too.
Oh, shooky, 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 shooky. Oh, that next episode is really good, too. They're all really good episodes. What am I kidding?
And he tries to see if Black can survive the drop test.
Well, no, he basically does a Captain Kirk on him. And, drops him down the quarry in the cage.
Oh, he doesn't rip his shirt off?
No, that's a different Captain Kirk. I'm thinking from the Generations movie.
Oh.
Fly
yeah, movie. You don't want to rip his shirt off.
No, not that one.
When he died.
I mean, actually, though, if you do rip his shirt off, it'll just be the girdle. So, you know, that's not that bad. anyway, yeah, when he died. Thank you. So anyway, the villain is like a Bond villain, apparently. Because he's like, I'm going to drop you off this ravine. There's the thing you're trying to get to. And goodbye. And I know it'll all just work out.
Sure.
I have set this evil plan in motion and it's all just going to work out. And I don't have to stay here to monitor it. But actually the other yokai, the taxi yokai, does show up. I guess. Not really to make sure everything goes well, but to bitch the dude out for screwing him over as well. Because the poor taxi guy just cannot catch a break. So anyway, he has a conversation. So Jirai has a conversation with his ancestors because he begged them for help. And even they mock him. Like, help me. All right, fine.
Yeah, I'm not even sure that was so much of a conversation as him just sitting there while the ancestors talked about him and he couldn't understand.
Yeah. And because they're like, you're a little bitch.
And speak Japanese, damn it.
Yeah. Some Japanese.
I'm surprised they didn't actually say that.
We realized we made everyone go out and pull their own swords out, but we're going to pull yours for you because you're a little bitch. So here's your sword, and here's your Doran changer. Have fun. Yeah. So they fight the monster, and everybody else shows up. And he tries to explain to them where the thing is. He's like, look, that's down there. And like, we have no fucking idea what you're saying.
Why don't you go down there and get it?
They really are that dumb.
Yeah. And he's like, there. And they're like, oh, hey, look, the scrolls are down there. It's all you, buddy. Like, damn it.
Then so he does speak Japanese.
He does speak
very
Japanese.
Bad Japanese. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay, you can't understand.
Well, good, you can understand. Get your bitch ass down there.
They are so such goes, assholes.
They are. So he goes swinging on to get him and gets almost blown up and screaming for help.
Help me. And
so they help him out. And anyway, he gets the scrolls for everybody and everybody turns into big monsters and I don't know. They fight the big taxi thing with their tornado, with
pyramid
their ninja
thing.
Tornado thing.
Because they haven't really worked out how to bring them together yet.
Yeah. They're saving that, you know.
Yeah, that's next week.
Right. So anyway, everybody's fine. And it turns out that Jiraiya is also a ladies' man as he's like schmoozing the Japanese girls.
That can't understand what he's saying.
Can't understand what he's saying. The other... Kaka Rangers are like, he's such a bastard. He was like crying for help like a little girl. Like, you know, help means help in Japanese. Right? Like, that's what it means, right? Like, he's a bitch, right? Yeah, he's totally a bitch. Oh, okay. Just want to make sure. So there you go. This is pretty much the most awesome series ever.
It's pretty good.
Every episode I watch, I think this can't get any more f***ed up crazy weird. And every episode is more crazy f***ed up weird. I mean, like, the announcer at the end of this, it does the thing where he's like, oh, so finally you have all the Cocky Rangers together, and they don't really like each other, though, so is it going to work out? I don't know. It's a WAC thing. Wait and see. Ba-boom! Vanishes.
Peace out.
Well, yeah, like, you know, you want to talk about how weird this is. The, you know, Cat Drugs McBus almost has a focus.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I love the bus. Oh, God.
I just want a buddy comedy series where with Nekomaru Dap and, Nekomaru Dap and...
You said that already.
Yeah. But yeah, Nekomaru and Dap really just need to hang out together. It would be insane.
Just go with that.
Poor Max, are you okay?
I have a cold. Whatever.
Okay.
I don't care right now.
You all dying of fire. I have a cold. The argument is invalid.
Just checking.
Fort Max, you need some awesome pills.
I know.
Oh, you sound so dejected.
Wow.
Now.
So the Kaka Ranger costumes are kind of shit.
Yeah, it's not surprising. I mean, this is one of those things that's like I'm watching it. It's like this series is off the hook and it's crazy and I absolutely love it. And I totally understand why they wouldn't use the suits or really much of anything.
I don't really mind the suits. It's they're simple, but
they're just
they're
bland and unmemorable.
Yeah, they're very
low key. They're ninjas. I mean,
yeah, and it works.
They're like one step above the Jungle Fury suits.
Well, but I think, obviously they wouldn't be able to use much of it because of they would never have gotten by with the bam pow stuff, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, with Power Rangers, they cut that out anyway with the Alien Rangers stuff. So
That's what I mean. Like, even with the Alien Rangers stuff,
yeah, they only used like 10 episodes of that, and sometimes they didn't even use much of the Sentai footage in those.
Yeah, I don't think they did.
And then just the monster fights for the rest of it.
Right.
And sometimes they didn't even use
most of the rest of it.
Yeah.
Like, you had that, like, water park episode.
And besides, the LA Rangers were just shit.
Well.
Awful. Those are episodes of Power Rangers I can't get back from watching.
10 of them, in fact.
God. I didn't know they existed.
Next week?
I didn't know that they existed until I was like watching it on Netflix, and then I wished I didn't know that they existed.
And you know, the fun thing is like, as a kid, it almost led you to believe that they were really replacing them like that.
Yeah, maybe. I guess if I would have seen it that way, you know.
I mean, but
here's a perfect example.
Any indication otherwise that something else was coming is like, oh god.
Here's a perfect example, though, of where they took something. I mean, I don't count the like in series stuff because they really just use the Zords for that. But like when they did the Alien Ranger stuff, they took a series that was like fun, crazy, interesting, and then turned it into awful. and almost unwatchable.
That's the same thing they did with the first half of Turbo.
Yeah.
Well, yes, that too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And yet Zio was really, really good, so.
It had its moments.
Yeah, Zio was pretty good.
One thing I liked about Kaku Ranger was, you know, they don't have a combination of their individual weapons. Instead, they combine their motorcycles.
Yes.
That's their team finisher
they
attack.
They shoot their motorcycle at the things. It's like, that's awesome.
That's totally a ninja thing to do.
Yeah. I mean, but not only that, but they have like the total ninja things, like, you know, like a doppelganger transformation or turn into a fly or an inanimate object, like a f***ing hamburger. You know, I mean, it's like, I mean.
Or in the movie where Sasuke turns into a fire extinguisher and is used as a fire extinguisher.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what I'm saying.
That sounds very indecent.
I mean, I feel like I'm watching.
What would Freud say?
You know,
they sure pumped his handle.
I think there's this thing where
it's everywhere.
It's a little different now. It's kind of like
JD's so determined to finish what he's saying, he's not even paying attention to these great jokes.
I missed it. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Anyway, you go on.
Okay, so there's kind of this. It's kind of like this thing where, like, in America in the 90s, we had this idea of ninjas as, like, these, you know,
turtles.
Stoic badasses. Like, the Ninja Turtles, but, like, the comic version, you know? And, like, all of our
nobody in America in the 90s knew the comic turtles anymore.
Okay, well, anyway, even if you go with that, it's, like, still, like, really the Ninja Turtles were more like samurai anyway. But this is, like, the Japanese ninja, more like we know from, you know, having watched more anime now, you know, where it's like the weird transformations and the running and everything else, you know, that you just don't get, you know, in like the American 90s stuff.
Just also explain why they did their own ninja thing instead of going with that.
Yeah.
Because they still took the ninja thing, but they just did it differently.
They did the American version of ninjas. Yeah.
They did American ninja.
They had an American ninja.
Six of them.
No, they had better than that. They had Ninjor.
Definitely do right.
Ninjor was awesome.
Yeah, Ninjor was fun.
Even if he did spend half the season in a f***ing bottle.
Well, he did the same thing in Kaku Ranger.
Mm-hmm. Are we up through 12? Is that what's been subbed so far?
That's what I think so.
Okay, cool. I'm almost caught up too, which is kind of sad because I'm like, I want more.
Yeah.
Well,
that's why I'm waiting.
Tomorrow is Tuesday.
That's why I'm waiting till it's done to marathon it.
Oh no! I'm gonna have to.
No, you need to watch this each week.
Oh yeah. My god! I'm like, yes, give me more, give it all now. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's just.
You know, they've been reliable about putting it out.
It's like going through Jew Ranger week by week.
Yeah.
And plus, this is Kaku Ranger. I don't think anyone could survive a marathon and come out sane.
Dude, I mean,
it's actually a good point. I think I'll start watching it.
It's amazing. I mean, I devoured Jetman, and nothing else has really struck me. And this is just like, I'm still 5 episodes from being done with Go Wander, and this I just can't get enough of. I mean, like I said, in some ways, I'm glad like the U.S. didn't even try to do this. Because
kind of pressure.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like there's no way they could have, you know, recreated this.
Well, I mean, that's an interesting point too. But you have to think also for those of us who've been around this stuff and into it longer, you know, to finally have Cocker Ranger coming out with good subs like this at a regular pace, mm-hmm. you know, it's an amazing thing to finally have available to us.
Especially because what everything Saban did to it was very weird and unlike what they did to pretty much every other series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like they start like backwards. They introduce the end series mechas at the very beginning.
Yeah. Well, and I can see why Saban did that though, because the end series mecha are much more they're much more likened to what the other, you know, series were. You know, what the other mecha.
It's also probably because, well, those are the ones they use in the movie, so we have to use those first.
But that's why.
Well, but they also chose to use those in the movie for that same reason.
That's true too. But yeah.
I think they chose to. Yes, exactly. I think it's a chicken.
They had to transition from the dinosaurs to other animal forms, and that's not clear with the Shogun Zords.
Yeah, yeah. It would have been very weird to go.
I do understand the logic why
humanoid animals be like, huh?
Did they use the Shogun Zords in the Ninja series, or was that just for the Alien?
They used the Ninja Zords and the Shogun Zords in MMPR, and then for Alien Rangers, they used the Battle Borgs?
The Battle Borgs and
where
the Shogun
Zords. Where did the Battle Borgs fit into all of it?
Okay, they learn a technique later on where they can summon. They can transform into the Shogun Zord forms and then summon the Battle Borgs to help them.
Specifically, they don't learn a technique. It's just that they suddenly mention that, oh, yeah, we can do this.
Well, that's what I'm calling learning a technique. That's the Sentai style of learning a technique. You know.
Kind of like in Megaforce this week.
Yeah.
This week.
We've obtained the scroll. We have a new skill.
No, yeah. This wasn't that. This was just throwing out the thing that's been in your morpher all along.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that's a good point.
But yeah, that's how that fits in. And, you know, in episode 12, we have the giant battle that's too big for a soundstage.
Damn.
And probably took every stunt actor they had on hand.
Damn.
Of course, when that happens, you kind of lose the effect of, like, the scale. Nothing looks giant anymore because there's so much of it, and they have to do it outside where you can see the ground.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's problems. There's problems.
Reminds me of Sun Vulcan a bit.
But it's still kind of cool.
Stuff in there.
Fort Max, did that Gavin movie ever get finished?
I don't think it's out yet.
No, not yet.
Well, what do we want to do for Power Playback next week?
Alien Rangers?
No.
Oh.
The fuck is wrong with you?
Hey, wait, you get to summarize it.
How about more Kaku Ranger?
We God. Just did Kaku Ranger.
Can we replace Wizard with Kaku Ranger?
Just every week.
Cyber Squad?
We haven't done Cyber Squad in a while, but we don't all have the DVDs, and I don't know how easy it'll be to get episodes otherwise.
I know they're all uploaded at various places online.
Picking up it, if we have an episode from the first half of the series, I can put it together.
That's true.
DVDs,
Fort Max is our encoding monkey. That's your official title now, Fort Max.
Encoding monkey?
It's been that for quite a while, actually.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've called you that, but I'm making it official as of today.
Official.
That's your title among the crew.
Monkey or bitch? I like bitch.
Monkey
is funnier.
No. Okay, monkeys. Okay. Yeah.
Calling him encoding bitch is more demeaning, but saying encoding monkey sounds funnier.
Okay. So we're taking funny then over the...
Demeaning. Okay.
Well, we can be demeaning to Fort Max anytime.
True. I mean, I've shown that against...
Well, and see, the fact that you suggest calling him the encoding bitch just, you know, speaks to that.
It further proves directly. That point.
Yeah. Six volumes.
Yes. Well, let's take a look at
what do we have to work with? The first 19?
28.
I'm sorry, try that a little closer.
There's 28 episodes on the DVD?
It's three DVDs.
Where the hell did I get 19 from then?
I don't know. Bad math?
Yeah, I can't rule that out.
New math.
See, the first 28, huh?
Yep.
I don't remember anything about Cyber Squad, so... I couldn't say.
What?
All thing I remember is like, oh yeah, there was a Lawrence brother in there.
And a Tim Curry.
Right, of course, Tim Curry. But
I think episode 28 is the one where Mrs. Starkey goes to cyberspace.
Is there anything else we could do besides Cyber Squad? Because if we do Cyber Squad, I kind of want to wait for Volume 2.
Yep, we do have Starkey in cyberspace.
Right, but do we have something else we can do besides Cyber Squad? Because I'd rather wait for Volume 2. It has...
Sky Surfer Strike Force?
Where are we going to find that, though?
YouTube?
The first Goanger movie? The Samurai one?
I think we did that.
Did we? I wasn't here for it.
Well, no, you weren't here, but...
I wasn't here for it.
Goanger versus Geki Ranger?
I think we did that.
God damn it.
You know, JD, there was a lot of this show before you were here.
I know.
Before you ruined it.
You know, JD, you've only really been with us for almost a year now.
No, it actually was a year. I think he started like at the beginning of Go Busters, because I very specifically remember like him trying to get to this one point that was 13 years earlier in the episode. And he kept trying to, but we kept sidetracking him.
Yeah.
And nothing's really changed since then.
I don't know why that sticks out in my head.
Yeah, well, I wonder why.
Because it was funny.
Like, it was funny.
It's just me desperately trying to get my point across to no avail.
Yeah.
Should have known what you were in for at that point.
What did I just download? I think I just downloaded something.
Porn?
No,
it's
I don't download
possible.
It.
It's entirely possible.
I don't download it. I actually just go to the live sites, so it's not really anything to download.
That's why you never have any money.
Possibly.
No wonder you're broke all the time.
Spending it on live porn shows? Possibly. Live porn shows.
I like how quickly he just dropped that too. It's like, no, I don't download.
No, I don't do that. It's either what's available online for free or live shows. I'm gonna pay money for it. It's gonna be live shows. That's what
okay,
I get.
Okay then.
Let's see, what else? What did I just download? Let's see, I've got my download folder open. I think there was something in a batch.
Okay.
Magi Ranger?
This is
the first 20 episodes of Magi Ranger I just downloaded.
I was just saying that's done,
but that's because there's nothing interesting in there.
I've not watched any of it, so that's why I was...
Plus, you know, TV Nihon subs.
It is TV Nihon, unfortunately.
Oh, you are in for a treat with Magi Ranger.
Oh, really? Is it bad?
Oh.
Do I not want to watch this then?
TV Nihon.
I have not finished Magi Ranger because of it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well. And I can put up with some stuff, trust me.
Yeah, I mean, you put up with a lot of abuse.
But with all the Okasan, Otaku-san, Dego's Arimasu Tachi.
Yeah.
Bakasan Tachi.
That is not even exaggeration. That is probably actually.
TL note. Obakasan Tachi equals fools.
No way. Really?
That's
yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Oh my god.
You get to Mandora Boy.
It's like, nobody should ever watch Mandora Boy.
Sometimes I'm just like, could you just translate it for me? Because that's so difficult,
and the video apparently quality is video quality is kind of awful. Yeah.
All right. Well, never mind. At least it's just the episodes.
Yeah.
I downloaded.
Nobody's bothered scrubbing it yet.
The problem
so.
Is, well, no, actually, well, somebody was scrubbing it, but he kind of got sidetracked. So it was Shinken Anon, I think.
Who has vanished, as far as I know.
He's on Twitter, but that's about it.
That doesn't really count.
Oh, that doesn't prove anything.
No, it doesn't.
No.
But regardless, Magi Ranger is good. It's just subs.
Yeah.
Is there anything Rider? We've been doing a lot of.
It's like, I don't even mind some of their later stuff. I can watch Goanger and Shinkenger fine. It's just. Magic Ranger, God Almighty.
Yeah, how about Fortnite Agito? What?
Agito.
Tricky.
I think, like we say every time it comes up,
it's the same problem as Kuga. Yeah,
it's hard to just like pick something out. And
there's not really a place to just jump in. You have to actually, you know, watch the series from the beginning.
So why don't we just watch the first one and see what we all react to it?
Because the first one's pretty awful.
Like a lot, it's like it just kind of sets things up.
It's a slow start.
It's a very slow start.
That's why we don't do a lot of writer for Power Playback.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
Deno?
We could watch one of the Deno movies.
Yeah, because I mean, a movie would be cool because that, you know, gives me an opportunity to kind of watch a movie.
I forget. Did we do Climax Deca?
I don't think so.
That's the Kiva
show. We should have like a list somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I should be able to search through the website archive.
But that's the Kiva shows up for 5, like 30 seconds movie, right?
Uh huh.
Okay.
What is this, Fort Max? Oh, okay.
Exactly.
I mean, how? Why can't they just set like? How? Like, how does that even f***ing happen?
TV Nihon.
Like, you see where the word there is? After there, you just put fools. Like, how f***ing hard is that?
TV Nihon.
Jesus really, Christ.
Really TV Nihon of that.
I mean, for God's sake. Jeez.
I don't even think that's the worst thing in there, honestly.
I mean, that's just stupid. You're a f***ing translator.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand if it's, like, series-specific things. Like, say, yokai and...
Sure.
Or proper names.
Yeah. I totally understand. I can go with that just fine. That's why I don't, like... Yeah, I mean, terribly mind that. But that's stupid.
I mean, that's dumb.
Very.
I mean, how do you even do that? Like... How
TV Nihon.
What I'm saying as a person. Like, how do you write that out? And like, oh man, this word is obakachantosh. And I've got a let's see, how do I tell them what that means? I'll put a translation note at the top and I'll say it means fools. Like, really? Like, really? Like, this went through, like, presumably more than one person looked at this, right? You know, like, this went through a
QC process. They make a hard subversion of the episode and send a link to everyone on the QC staff for them to download the hard subbed episode.
We've established this.
Which is Jane may not have been here for that conversation, though.
But that's well past the... What?
Yes.
Do they understand how quality control works?
No.
What QC stands for, you mean?
Yes. You know, so check it. And presumably someone looked at that and said, oh, that's a really good idea. I didn't know how you were going to figure out how you were going to explain to them what that word meant.
So also, you know, Kasan means mom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to leave it at that.
Here I mean, okay, great. I appreciate that people are taking time out of their busy f***ing lives to, you know, make these things.
But, where's the but? Come on.
I mean, at some point, you're not really helping anybody.
Just watch the Ross.
You know, yeah. Like, I'm just going to plug the audio into Google Translate and cross my fingers and probably, you know, come out close, you know? I'm waiting for the day that I go to Google Translate and it does that. You know, it has like a note.
Audio option.
It has like a note at the bottom that says, you know, it puts the word in the line, you know, in the sentence and then says, by the way, this means, you know, comment in translation.
You know, so I'm not sure if I'm disappointed or glad that we went ahead and revealed that to him, or if he just found out on his own.
Oh, man. And, you know, and I would have been, I mean, for as pissed as I am now, this is just disappointment.
Settle down into
it. If I would have actually tried to watch that, you know how pissed I would have been? This is just
we should have let him figure it out. It
would have been amazing.
Just frustration out of stupidity.
Yeah, see, what we should have done is told him to wait and not watch any MagiRanger, done that as power playback next week.
Oh, my God!
But no, you had to go and ruin it, Ken, just like you ruined Giga Beetle's lunch.
Well, it was worth it. See, JD should thank me.
Yeah, because I don't need any more f***ing stress in my life, but... You know, I mean, and just so that's why I say it's just like for that reason, I just want to give props to like grown ups in spandex and overtime and all the people that like do translations and actually f-ing do translations, you know, and work really hard at the stuff. So, you know, big shout out to those people. Thank you so much. Because goddamn. God f***ing damn it. I had to rely on TV Nihon.
Well, for a lot of years, that's what we had to do.
I know. Exactly. And I've got their stuff for, like, you know, Master Force and that stuff, too. And so, you know.
Kisama Tachi!
You know, but anyway, again, you know, and if I haven't named you specifically, just know that I'm still thinking about you. As long as you're not TV Nihon.
In bed with his plate of nachos.
Totally. Oh my God. I can't tell you how many times I've masturbated to an overtime sub. Oh my God.
And where did you put the handle of the sword?
Oh. Freaky.
Everywhere.
We've learned a lot tonight.
Except for what we're supposed to watch next week.
All shit, those right. Things.
So, Deno then?
So, Deno movie?
One of the Deno movies? I'm guessing we haven't done all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm afraid, though, because I'm going to watch a Deno movie, and then I'm going to think Deno's awesome, and I'm going to want to watch Deno.
You should.
Yeah, you
okay,
should.
Let's watch a Deno movie, then.
I just got a Momotaro's figure art in the mail today.
Oh.
With the table.
I have to take a picture off of my thing. That's awesome.
What?
Oh, I still had that MagiRanger picture up.
Staring up, burning a hole into it.
God. Stupid! It burns!
It's always fun when somebody discovers that.
I mean, it's kind of rediscovery, because like I said, I've experienced it with the Transformers stuff, too. We were talking about that actually at my party. Anyway, so which Deno movie?
I don't know. There's so many of them.
Pencil in Climax Deccan, if we haven't already done that one.
I'm trying to figure out which ones we have done.
Are you doing that search?
Working on it.
We'll wait right here. No, we were talking about... we actually got into a conversation with subs at my birthday party. Anime subs, not subs like BDSM. That's a different conversation.
Sure.
That was a different conversation I had today. But anyway.
Okay, yeah. Anime subs.
Anime subs is a different thing. And but we were talking about that. I was talking about the Nihon subs and how helpful.
And we did eventually get, you know, Master Force and all that here, but the subs are weird.
Yeah, I think those subs.
Well,
are not...
so is Master Force.
Well, all of the English, English translations of the Japanese shows that Shout Factory put out are just kind of weird. So weird.
That doesn't surprise me.
Nah. Well, it's like, you know. It's just very, like, you have, like, the Autobot Master, or the Cybertron Headmaster Juniors all keep their names, but all of the Destron ones are their English names, so you have a kid running around named called Squeeze Play.
like that's any weirder than a kid running around named Cancer.
Well, yeah. No, but still, it's a little odd.
Well, I mean, it's Shout Factory. I mean, I love them for putting the stuff out, but this is the same company that included a joke picture that Zabavor put out as like official art. So,
oh boy, yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
I just feel like we've done Climax Deca already. I thought we talked about it.
That sounds familiar, but.
So what else? One of the new Deno?
I guess. But which one?
Which was the first one? Red?
Oh, the trilogy movies you were talking about.
Red was the one that focused on Theranos, right?
Yeah.
You can always do the DN movie. The
no.
got your fill of DN last year, huh? Did you?
Last year?
Well, with
I think someone else had their fill of DN.
Joe.
Yes.
Slash fiction, yay.
Well, the movies aren't really that connected, so you don't really have to do them in order.
Although, in that case, I'd probably prefer to do episode blue.
Yeah, I mean, red kind of drags.
Well, red is connected to what happened in the series more.
This is true.
Which is great for, you know, fans of the series from start to finish, but for our purposes, it's probably not the best way to go into it.
Yeah. Blue is just focused on New Deno. So.
Yeah, he has no background. So yeah, I guess we could do that. I'm pretty sure we haven't, so.
Yeah, Cho Deno Trilogy.
Episode Blue.
Yeah, we can probably work with that.
Okay.
I'm sure that's available somewhere. That's not TV Nihon.
No, I don't know if anybody besides TV Nihon's done it, actually.
Well, it blows.
Well. About the worst you get in that a lot of times is they like Ori Sancho, so it's not quite Magi Ranger level.
That's true.
It was a couple of years later they got better.
Well, I suppose it'll have to do.
That's okay, off of the link. Okay, I can find it. Okay.
Yeah, you can find it easy enough.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Probably.
If not, I'll just wait till Friday and hope it gets posted on Twitter.
If you remember.
I probably won't.
Ooh, I'm going to have to watch it before then, though. Ooh, that's...
Why is that?
I've got company next weekend.
Why?
Because I get to meet my ex-girlfriend's fossil fiancé.
Oh, good. that won't be awkward at all.
No, they're going to come stay at my house for the weekend.
Oh.
Those of you that don't remember in our listening audience, my ex-girlfriend is marrying a 60-year-old Australian. She's 32.
Okay.
But he's rich, right?
I think he's comfortable. Let me put it that way. But that's not why she's marrying him, oddly enough.
Well, she has to say that's not why she's marrying him.
No, seriously, dude. Me and her other ex-boyfriend have talked about this, who's my buddy, and no, that's just not how she is.
JD, so. You have a weird life.
Dude, I can tell you stories.
Well, you have told some of them.
I know, but not even all of them. So, like the fact that I have dated two different women that were missing limbs.
Different limbs?
Yes.
Okay.
What other f***ed up things are in my past?
Well, we'll have to find out next week because that's the end of the show.
Hopefully Fort Max won't die.
Hopefully. We need somebody to encode stuff.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Don't die. We need an encoder.
I'll try.
We appreciate your enthusiasm.
Well, can you really blame him for only being able to muster that much enthusiasm for the show?
Yeah.
Well, no, especially sick.
Well, he doesn't muster much more enthusiasm when he's not sick.
I'm trying to give benefit of the doubt. Try to be nice, damn it.
But you can understand how that's a foreign concept to me.
Well, yeah, it's
true. You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
Crap.
No, I'm fine, thank you.
What was that, Paladin?
So we just spent like an hour debating what to do next week, and I just remembered I'm not going to be here next week.
Oh, is that all?
Yes.
Perfect.
Well, it's too bad we didn't go with something you suggested then.
You can edit that out and change it, right?
Yeah, we've changed our mind. We're going with something you suggested.
What did you suggest? Agito?
Agito?
Yes.
Yeah. You Agito.
Except... my frontier.
One time only.
Take it. Yeah. Say you like it.
No, except, you know, the first episode of Agito is so awful that if we ever do that, we're going to make sure Paladin's here and has to suffer through it with us.
Yeah.
And summarize it.
Well, it wouldn't take much.
No.
Superhero time! 次回もシャバドビー!
これてみろ!
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.